Email message from Harmonia to you, my gentle listener. Subject: I'm stepping away for a bit. Hello there, my friend. You probably weren't expecting an email from a Greek goddess today. But then again, you never really are you? That's rather the point of me. I want to tell you something, and I want to tell it to you straight, the way I always have. No drama, no grand farewell speech, just Harmonia, being honest with you the way a friend ought to be. I'm stepping away from history's arrow for a while, not forever. I want to be very clear about that. I have been watching this story, your story, humanity's long and complicated and genuinely astonishing story, for longer than most civilizations have existed. I am not going to stop now. That is simply not how I'm built. But right now, in this season, I find myself drawn to a different kind of telling. A quieter one. More intimate. Less about the long arc of history and more about the individual souls who bent it. One life at a time, one discovery at a time, one lamp left burning in a plain room that somehow kept the whole world a little warmer. That's The Golden Thread. It's my other podcast, and if you haven't found it yet, I would love for you to come and sit with me there for a while. Same voice, same me, just going deeper instead of wider. You can find it wherever you found this. History's arrow will be here, right here, exactly where you left it. The archive isn't going anywhere. Those stories are as true today as the day I told them, which is one of the genuinely satisfying things about history. It keeps. And when I come back, and I will come back, I have a book I'm trying to help tell, and this feed is where that story belongs. You'll know before anyone else. That's the advantage of staying subscribed to a sleeping goddess. When she wakes up, you're the first to hear it. So don't go anywhere, or go everywhere. Explore the archive. Follow me to The Golden Thread. Do both. Just know that I haven't forgotten you. I never forget anyone. It's one of my more inconvenient qualities. History is still an arrow loose toward the future. The archer still knows where it will land. I'll be back after lunch. Much love. I am Harmonia. Oh, one more thing before we go. I have a small favor to ask. If you enjoyed our time together, if this story stirred something in you, please take a moment to give History's Arrow a 5-star rating. It helps others find their way to these echoes of the past. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next step on our journey through time. Better yet, share this episode with a friend, a fellow traveler, someone who still believes that history matters. And if you're curious about my family, yes, the loud, glorious, divine mess that is the Olympic gods, I tell those stories too in another podcast called The Olympic Family. It's full of love, drama, and plenty of thunderbolts. You can find it wherever you listen to your podcasts. Until next time, keep your heart open to the past and your eyes on the arrow.